hot and...
Well, we were both at that game.
Yeah.
Right. Man, were you surrounded by as many Boston fans as I
was? No, I was in a section that was way more Denver people, but I looked across and I saw nothing but Boston. So it was all green.
I was in the lower bowl behind the Celtics bench.
Yeah.
And there's all Boston fans in the
like, yeah, that's why I saw most of them.
And like then 10 rows up, there's this one Nuggets fan, and he kept standing up and turning around and talking shit.
One of those guys.
And we were like, and people were like, "You're down by whatever. Sit down." And I wanted to tell him, like, "You guys know this is what he wants." He got kicked out. Because they were just like, security was just tired of him. Because they realized.
He's instigating.
Exactly.
It's going to escalate eventually. And then somebody's going to do a Suns and four.
Exactly. And the thing is, the Boston fans around me were like, "Don't kick him out."
They're like, "We like it.
We want to talk dumbasses."
Yeah. From Boston, bro. Like, we know how to handle this type of shit.
They were so Boston, too, like, around me. They just, like, the way that they were talking just.
Fucking dumbass Nuggets fans. They're kind of delusional. I get it.
Yeah. It's funny when you see like yourself in the future. Like, I remember once when I was bartending in the movie theater, and it was like, it was a Sixers Celtics game in like Christmas time. You remember we always played, right?
Yeah.
And this dude who has like long ass hair, he's wearing a Celtics like the warm up jacket, like the same one I've got, and like the Celtics hat, and he's watching because they're doing a rerun on NBA TV of like Dr. J versus Larry Bird, and he's just classic. Like, "Oh yeah," and I'm like,
"I remember that game."
Yeah. And I was just like, "So this is gonna be me, like when they're showing like 08 finals reruns."
This is me. This is me. This is my life. This is what I'm going to be in 20 years.
Yeah. And that's who I was surrounded by at that game. It was like dudes my age, but then there's a couple older dudes, and we're just like, "All right, yeah, this is it.
I'll be here. I'll be cheering." Yeah, Celtics.
And even in San Antonio, when I'd go to games as Celtics Spurs games, there was plenty of Spurs fans around me too. It's just we travel, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's some teams that will fucking that got a great following from city to city, and then there's some teams that are just like, "Nah, we'll see you when you come to the city." But yeah, let's fucking talk about some hoops, because it's what we're in the final. What is it?
Depending on like less than 10,
9 or 8 yeah. games. So this is it. We're in the final stretch. The next time you guys hear from us is we're gonna be talking playoff basketball.
We'll be playing weekend.
Yeah, playing. Right? Yeah, playing, and then of course playoffs. But it's getting there, and it's time to start realizing.
Well, we've Lakers, been saying it.
Lakers, even if they make it into the playoffs, they're a one and done, I think.
Well, would you rather just not make it at this point?
Like, I don't know if LeBron wants that on his legacy, not making the playoffs this deep in his career on an MVP run season.
But that's the thing. It's like, if we're talking about legacy, does it look better of, well, Anthony Davis was hurt and Westbrook, I mean, so we didn't make it?
People will definitely use that excuse if he doesn't make it.
Or is it worse, you get swept by the Suns? I mean,
they'll still use the AD. "Oh, he didn't get a rhythm. He just came back. Yeah. You know, he was just cold. He just couldn't get his feet under him, yada, yada." They'll make excuses. They'll find excuses to make.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that in his mind, he knows the Skip Baylesses and the Colin Cowards are going to point out, "You can't put him in the GOAT conversation anymore. He's no longer a GOAT conversation person. He didn't make the playoffs in year 19.
Which I don't really agree.
Year 19. How many motherfuckers made the playoffs as the leader of their team?
Right. Which I don't, I don't agree with that argument, because, like, I don't know. Jordan was good on the Wiz, but he wasn't
he was a 22-4 5 guy.
And I've been seeing a lot of, like, Tim Duncan at age 37 or year 19.
It's so different.
But it's so different. It's so different.
He's not running the floor.
Well, and his knees were like falling apart. And he had Kawhi. Like, Kawhi.
He could depend on. He had Ginobili. He had Tony. You know, he had all these guys that he could depend on. LeBron doesn't have that, man. That's unfortunate.
No, and it's just two totally different things. Not that I'm like, I'm still a Jordan GOAT person, but I just don't like these cherry picked.
No, I don't
arguments.
like I'm definitely the same way. Like, I'm Jordan's GOAT, but your argument has to make a little sense. And this is the only time I really agree with, like, Nick Wright, the sports guy. He's a nerd. People hate him because he always, like, says things that they think are very anti-LeBron or, like, pro-LeBron. But he makes good points when he talks about the stuff. And it's just like, people hate him because he's an analytical nerd. And it's like, but his analytics make sense. Yeah. He's just pointing out the things that are logical. And it's just like the cherry picking stuff. And he calls out like Chris Broussard. He's a Bron lover. So, of course, he's going to find ways to talk about Bron. But at least Broussard still can admit that, nah, Jordan's still the GOAT. But, yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron's fucking right there on him. He's and number
we've,
two.
Yeah, we've talked about it. There's going to be good arguments for both.
Yeah. And number two isn't bad. Like, you're like, it's literally, a lot of people, it's not even number two. He's one B. Like,
right.
It's like, he's right there. So, I mean, it's just a shitty argument. But at the same time, he is somewhat responsible for this team. So, like, he has to hold that.
Yeah.
Like, he has to hold that L. You signed off on Westbrook when you couldn't get, what's his name, DeRozan. And when they said no to giving DeRozan his third year, they were like, all right, well, who's next? Bron, what do you got? And he's like, what about Westbrook? And I know now he's like, why didn't you tell me no like you did with DeRozan, motherfucker?
Why didn't you listen to me?
But I think he feels really bad about taking Westbrook over Buddy Hield because, man, he would really love to have Buddy Hield right now. That would be, honestly, I think they'd be, you know, above 500 for sure with Buddy Hield because he can actually score. I think he's like a top 20 PER guy too. So, I mean,
yeah, he's kind of had a shooting slump compared to his normal, but he's still a
killer. And I imagine that, you know, if he was with a guy like Bron, you know, Bron either elevates or makes guys too nervous to really play bad. I think Buddy would have elevated.
I think so too.
Loved being there. But yeah, the other supporting cast, you know, Carmelo's too old. Guys are targeting him on defense. Like, literally, like, guys are saying, we are going after this motherfucker. Fuck Carmelo, which, damn, that is some disrespectful shit. You can't do that shit.
And then, the Westbrook stuff, like, if you're going to get upset about people kind of taunting you, then where were you when you were dishing it out, man?
Exactly. Not like, only that.
Like rocking the baby stuff.
He taunts people all the time. He also talks shit to people in the crowd when they say stuff. Like, it's like, bro, you can't dish it out and not take it. You got to pick one. Like, either you're going to shut the fuck up all the time and not talk shit on the court, or you're going to be like, all right, crowd will talk some shit. I'll just ignore it and just go play ball, like, which is what you should do. Go out there and just play ball and shut them up.
Like, you think Magic, Magic Johnson liked being called Tragic Johnson? God. Like,
what did he do? He came back and was like, I'll show you tragic, motherfucker.
You know, same with
tragic shit to your team.
It's just, he was so protected in OKC media-wise. He didn't have to answer any questions if he didn't want to. Like, and OKC, I think, is a great franchise in a lot of respects, like that being one of them, because they like to protect their players. But at the same time, like, man, this is LA. This is where you signed up for. This is where you're at. And I'm sorry you don't like being called Westbrick, but
you brick a lot.
This is the NBA. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, sir, but you are a bricking motherfucker. So the name fits. It's not like people are calling you like, yeah, they're calling you they're calling you out of your name, but I mean, at the same time, it's very true.
This is part of the game. I mean, with the Tiny, the Kevin Durant, Fournier Tiny, I mean, this goes back to whatever. This is part of it.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to suck it up and just play better, and the people will shut up automatically. But also, his wife needs to just kind of like stay out of things because she doesn't make it better for him. She doesn't know that, but spouses, you never make it better for your husband or her wife, whatever. it's never going to be better when you come into the conversation, because people will just attack you on Twitter now. And right. now he's going to get mad because you getting attacked on Twitter. And it's like, it's your fault. Why'd you say anything? But I get it. Stand by your man. But
absolutely. Also, I can't also, hate on that.
Also,
but like, it typically doesn't get better.
You got to bite your tongue a little bit and just know these fans are fucking savages. They don't give a fuck. Like,
remember when
they hide behind a computer screen? They don't care.
Remember when Curry's wife came out and just said like it was fixed? Like,
yeah,
like that was bad.
Yeah, it's like,
she's like, I don't know why, but I saw it live. Sorry, not sorry, something like that. Like,
what the fuck?
And he was like, you gotta take yeah. it down.
What the fuck? And it's just like, man, sometimes you just gotta know, you know, when to fold, when to shut up. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Pelicans and Spurs right on the Lakers' ass? They might not make the fucking play-in.
Yeah.
Fuck the playoffs.
I'm more interested in... So Pelicans, Spurs played each other twice these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or one
each. They split,
each.
Right?
They split, yeah. This last one that happened yesterday was... It was a close thing, and I tweeted out, like, the last minute. I'm like... The Spurs did that thing where they just hold the ball yeah. and then they run their offense. I'm like, get into your action quicker, first of all, as a side note. I think Seth Partnow said, like, if you – granted, they were up a little bit, but it's like, you know what would be better? If you just made a bucket instead of trying to lose slower. But that's just my personal gripe, because they were operating so crisp, moving the ball so well and shooting well, and then it's like, and then you're just gonna halt.
It's like, stop.
But they came out with it. But the game before that was even more interesting, because Pop got thrown. I don't know if you saw it. No. He started just ripping into one of the officials, basically saying, okay, I'm doing this now, and I'm getting tossed. And he kept going. As he's walking off the court, he hits him with this. he straight up winks.
Just, well, all right.
Just like, I knew what I was doing.
I'm out.
I want to go home.
I'm going to dinner.
Holla. Like, I don't know who he was winking to, or if he just knew the camera would catch it, but he just goes, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Pop's a smooth motherfucker, man. That's a smooth operator. Remember,
I think it was a preseason, Steve Kerr gets tossed, and he said, you know what? I don't want to be here anyway. I think it was one of those. He was just like, yeah, I'm going
to
go home.
I'm done. I'm ready to call tonight. Hey, fuck it. Sometimes you don't feel like coaching.
Yeah,
I feel you. Sometimes you don't want to work.
But New Orleans is playing really well, and I'm more interested in those two teams than the Lakers right now.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are pretty much giving up on the Lakers. They're like, okay, even if they make it, fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. Like, no one gives a damn. And, you know, you got the Spurs that are, you know, just trying to make it. They're on a nice little winning not streak, but, you know, they've had a good record the last, like, 10, 12 games.
Yeah, and it's been weird because a lot of the media is like, I don't know what they're doing, if they're trying to tank, if they're trying to not. Spurs have a few draft picks from the trade deadline that they acquired. I think it's one from Boston, one from Toronto. Or no. One from Toronto from the Dragic buyout, and then their own pick. So,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know what they're doing, but I think that their
draft looks decent this year.
They're figuring some stuff out. Draft does look decent this year, as we've kind of seen.
Speaking of, NCAA tournament. God damn, it's looking good. I'm hoping Duke Carolina get to play again, because
they're
on the same side, and if they both win, they're playing each other. Fucking this team, St. Pete.
Pete,
what the fuck is he? You know?
The Peacocks.
But there's always that team, you know. And that's the good thing. That's the great thing about college tournament, the NCAA. There's always that one team that you're like, where the fuck?
Where did you come from? I think it was like George Mason, like 10 years ago, was one of them.
There's been some weird ones. And there's been some prep schools lately. Like, that's the one that's like, the fuck are these preps getting there? But, I really kind of want to see the Pelicans and the Spurs, you know, get that 9-10 and bye-bye Lakers.
And there's a good dichotomy there. It's like, a young team, both of them young teams, but Pelicans, like a first-year coach who's been doing really well, but he's pretty young. He's only like 40.
Ingram's been kind of hurt in and out, so that's not good for them. Not a good look.
It's on McCollum, really, and God knows what's happening with Zion. I mean, now he looks great.
He's not going to play for New Orleans. He's not playing for New Orleans.
He's not going to play.
He'll play next year, but not New Orleans. One thing that I do kind of see, like, where people are like, want the Lakers in is AD's probably coming back first week of April. So people are like, all right, if AD's there, he's healthy, Bron's there, he's playing good, they have a bunch of chance. But AD has not played good this year.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Even when he was healthy. So I'm like, does that matter?
If he can turn into the Davis that swept the Blazers like 5 years ago.
Woof. Oh, they'll beat anyone.
Sure.
They can beat anyone.
But
if he did
that's
that.
That's not what we've seen.
Nah, we haven't seen that in 3 years. Like,
We saw flashes of it in the bubble.
Yeah, in the bubble, he definitely had like, oh, that, yeah, that's AD.
But I think that series, he averaged like 42 or something. It's like, what happened?
He went crazy in that damn series, bro.
And Drew Holiday was actually a big part of that.
His defense was impeccable. Like, but yeah, I just think that AD isn't really going to make a difference coming back. But, I mean, maybe he just says, oh, I was just fucking with y'all. I was just saving this shit for the playoffs. I don't give a damn about the season.
Right.
And he just comes out and goes ham. That would be some fucking funny shit if he did that. Just like, oh, I was fucking catfishing you motherfuckers like crazy. That would be the greatest. Right.
I didn't realize I could just turn it on.
Greatest story, and that would be a hell of a 30 for 30. The guy that faked an injury to turn on the playoffs and just go in and sweep every team. That would be the fucking funniest story. A losing team goes into the playoffs and just murders everybody because the player was faking.
That was like when the East was so bad, the bottom four seeds were all like under 500, like a few years ago.
Yeah.
I was just like, that was hard to watch.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah, that was, we're not there anymore.
No, thank God. Thank God.
But yeah. We'll get two expansion teams here in a few years and it'll level back out.
Yeah. yeah. And then, yeah, like, but the Lakers,
We're done.
I'm done with you.
We're done.
I'm like Stephen A. I'm like all these comments, man. I'm done. And the only thing I will say is, Bron, you that dude for what you did in year 19. This motherfucker's a goddamn beast, but sorry you get no MVP votes. You get none of that shit because your team fucking sucks. But there's always next year. Let's see what happens. He might force his way out to Cleveland. I've heard rumors about...
We've heard that.
The Cleveland rumors. I heard a Miami reunion rumor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? You've seen that LeBron has a lot of power, so he can, if he wants to leave, that motherfucker can leave.
He can leave, yeah.
If he wants to. But let's see what happens. Let's see. I mean, they could make a playoff run. So, who knows? But fuck them. Let's talk about another team in the West that I think needs to be talked about because they are kind of shocking a lot of people, the Timberwolves.
I like the Timberwolves.
They are fucking, they're playing hard. Cat playing at an MVP level the second half of the season. Anthony Edwards just is getting better and better and better.
And Russell's kind of like,
he knows his role.
Right. That's the word I was looking for.
He's goddamn role.
Kind of calmed down. And they're well coached. I mean,
yeah.
We really don't talk about them, but I kind of threw that out there a month ago. I'm like, could they like make like a run? Meaning like be relevant? And they are. And they're at the point where they're like probably. Well, we'll see what happens with like Denver and stuff. But they might end up in the play-in, but have be games ahead of the team they have to play. Yeah. You know, the 7-8
seed. And I think they just beat the shit out of anyone playing games.
And that's kind of like the nuances of the play-in. Like, maybe some people are arguing maybe they shouldn't have to be in the play-in if the record is that much better.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Rules.
At the same time, I mean, get the 6 seed. You don't have to do it.
Sorry, rules. But I mean, they look good. They're playing hard. They're beating good teams. I think they're a team that teams in the West are like, I don't really want to play them in the first round. That's not a team that, you know, young, hungry, trying to be a relevant team. You know, Minnesota's, they've had a rough, not just basketball.
They've had a rough, yeah.
Football, baseball.
This will be their second playoff appearance in like since Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, so I mean, this is a big time, you know, motivator for them to play better, harder.
Yeah.
And just go out there and really shock
someone. This will be a successful season for them, I think.
And they might play the Warriors first.
That would be kind of interesting.
And if they play the Warriors, Warriors probably going to have Curry. Like, that's the reality. So, I mean, they could definitely beat the Warriors without Curry.
Yeah.
It sucks, man, because I really wanted to see the Splash Brothers back in the playoffs together. Fucking Marcus Smart, man.
That's a... It wasn't a dirty play, but it was a reckless play.
Yeah, it was reckless. But that's Marcus Smart. That's what he fucking does. Like, and what do you expect out of him? That's like getting mad at fucking, what's his name, Patrick Beverly for doing something like that.
Right.
That's how he fucking plays.
And Draymond even said, like, I would expect him to play like that. Yeah. That's how he plays.
Yeah, that's what I would expect nothing less than Marcus Smart diving at someone's fucking feet. It happens, man. It sucks. But, you know, Boston was on a streak. They were trying to keep that shit going. But, yeah, be scared, West. Minnesota is, they're coming to shock somebody. And it could be Golden State. And sorry, Golden State, you might be out of here quick. But I don't know if they could do anything in the second round.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, they're still all pretty young, but... It's cool to see.
Yeah, they could shock someone. They're kind of like they're a lesser version of you guys, the Celtics.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's basically what I kind of compare them to. Their streak that they're on, their youth, their hunger. Let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can shock someone. It would be nice to see if they could do that. But
and we'll see. I mean, we're playing them here in a couple hours in Minnesota, Boston. Yeah. So
that'll be a very interesting game to keep an eye on. And I think that's kind of a nice segue just to go into it, to the East. How crazy that playoff picture is looking right now. 1-4. One game.
Very close.
And fuck, we play the goddamn Suns tonight. I hate playing the Suns because...
Suns are good. Man,
they're so fucking good. They're so goddamn good. Oh my god, they're scary. They're so scary. So yeah, Sixers are playing the Suns. Minnesota's playing Celtics. If we lose, Celtics win. Celtics are number one. Which,
yeah.
2 months into the fucking season, would you have ever thought we would be having this conversation?
No, here? I kind of.
We were giving up on the Celtics. Right. We were like, do they need to do to make some changes?
Right. We were like, well, we'll figure something out for next year.
And here we are talking about how they're the possible number one seed now. Fucking. That just tells you, man, you can't give up too soon, I guess, on a team that's this young and hungry. But I did not see this ascension of the JJ duo.
And it's getting Udoka like Coach of the Year buzz, which I don't know, like a rookie coach for Coach of the Year. Like
I think he definitely deserves it. Like the turnaround.
There's a lot of guys that deserve it, but yeah.
The turnaround he had, you know, he's a possible number one seed in a very tough East. I think he's very deserving. And the Coach of
the
Year
award is the My Bad award. Like, we didn't think you were this good.
Yeah, yeah. But I definitely think no one saw him doing this, especially the way they started. They were like, oh, yeah, he's probably going to be out in 2 years.
That's what I thought.
Black coaches really don't get a lot of time to you know, improve their team. So it was like, ah, he's out of here. But... He said, nah, fuck that shit. I got kids to feed. I'm going to get this team back around. Don't even worry about it. And man, did they fucking turn around. But yeah, the speaking of those, we got to talk about what caused this to happen. The Heat, they had like a 5-6 game lead and then
And then
cool down.
They kind of cool down. Yeah.
Whew. Ice cold. Like it's bad. Like really bad.
I wouldn't say really bad.
I mean, not really bad. It is kind of like them having this losing streak, them fighting on the bench. Like
they're not straight up losing.
No, but it's like
they're still winning games,
they lose, they get.
But they lose, it looks bad.
The Sixers fucking beat the shit out of them. The Warriors without fucking
Drake. Yeah,
it's bad.
And it's strange because I've looked into this, like offensively, they have trouble with lineups that feature Bam and Jimmy. And then like their best offensive lineups don't have Bam in them.
Yeah.
And granted, he's missed a lot of time, so there's some nuance to that. But then defensively, those lineups don't look that good.
What the fuck is going on with them on defense?
But then when they have Bam and Jimmy, then it looks good. But then they don't have enough scoring, and yet Bam is still averaging like 19 a game. So I don't get it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people point to Jimmy's shooting, but I'm like, but he's still getting to the line. He shoots 40% of his shots from the mid-range. And well, like he still shoots well, and he still shoots well at the rim. So I'm like, Bam's not really a threat. Maybe he should at least try more than 0.1 a game.
Yeah.
That's what he's at right now. He's doing like one every 10 games. And it's like, okay, well, all else equal, that puts a lot on Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry.
Man, Tyler Hero, he's kind of become their savior.
He's off a hooper. The bench. That's a lot.
And Lowry hasn't lived up in the second half of the season. He hasn't lived up to what they wanted out of him. I forgot who was talking about it, but they kind of pointed out he was that guy. He was that Marcus Smart. He was that Patrick Beverly. He was that guy that's diving and hustling, taking those charges.
Well, he's kind of old.
And he's older. And it's like maybe it's just, you know, age and body just beating up, just catching up to him. Like, it's that time. And but he's also a small guy, too. So it's like, he's a thick dude, but he's like
right.
He's small.
But also, he knows what it takes to go those 16 games.
Yeah.
So I think that should be taken into account. Like, this isn't the ideal time to have a blow up on the bench and have some shit you got to figure out.
That was funny.
But
I'll kick your motherfucking ass.
Oh, I mean, it's Haslam's town.
Yeah. Like, he's literally on the team just like an honorary fucking Heat member forever. He will always have a job. Yeah. He's like Magic Johnson in Miami.
Exactly. And that goes back to, I didn't even realize, he's like a high school Florida dude. Yeah, like, he's
born and bred in Miami, never really left the city. Like, that's his city. So, yeah, he's going to back his coach. Yeah. He's going to back his city.
But at the same time, I'd rather see a team do that than just not care.
Yeah.
Like those Celtics-Kyrie teams where we just, man, this just sucks.
Whatever. I want to see this. Jason Tatum did an interview on why it didn't work. Did you watch it?
I've looked into a little bit, and it was what we've all kind of thought. He's like, look, like we're developing, but then we add these other guys, and it's like, well, we wanted this, and they kind of needed that, and same stuff that we kind of thought. It just all wasn't going to work. All those things weren't going to work at the same time.
Yeah. Sometimes shit just doesn't work. Yeah. Fuck it. But back to the East. The Bucks also right there.
Bucks are right there too, and people forget about
they're the reigning
them.
Champs. So, I mean, we got to think about these motherfuckers, man. I'm scared of all these goddamn teams. But like I said 2 weeks ago, I'm fucking scared to death of fucking Celtics, man. I really don't want to see them anywhere in the playoffs. These guys are really hungry, really hungry. But, I mean, if we're a 1-2 seed, we won't see each other. So
that's, not till, well, who knows? This is tight. This is tight.
Who knows if we're going to be a 2 seed? We can go to 4 really quick. But yeah, this is just such a tight, tight race, and I love it. And then fucking 5 through 8 are not fucking bad either. Like,
that's what I was about to say.
And then you got the goddamn Nets, and Kyrie is gonna be playing home. He's playing.
And then you got Toronto, which this
now he
Siakam.
But this is the thing though, Toronto has not lifted theirs.
So no, they play Kyrie Toronto, cannot play in Toronto.
So if they play Toronto,
that's Canada. That's the whole country.
That will hurt them if they play Toronto. And
but Siakam's starting to look like Siakam from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is the guy that they wanted to take over when they were like, okay, we can lose Kawhi. Like,
right, Scotty Barnes is making that push for Rookie of the Year. And Van Vliet is like, I don't know. It's like they took Kyle Lowry and just kind of replicated this.
Dude,
and
gave Van Fleet, that's why he got that contract, man. He earned that shit, literally.
For a guy that's undrafted, man, he's...
He's got a great story. Great story. But
he looks just like the rapper Your Old Droog. Like, in a weird way, because Your Old Droog is white. But anyway.
Oh, man. But yeah, the East, that's going to be a scary goddamn playoffs. It is.
I'm just kind of glad that I don't work at a bar anymore so I can watch these games.
Oh, I'm just going to record them and watch them after work.
Yeah.
If I'm working. Or I'll just like, I'll have them. I've played a few games on my phone and just sat it like outside.
Yeah, I've done that
the
too.
Door and just peeked out. Okay. Oh shit. Oh.
Yeah, I've done that too.
But
have it on the backboard.
Our Wi-Fi goddamn sucks. So it doesn't really help me much. But yeah, the East. Oh, Rocky. Oh, Rocky. Being a crybaby. Hush, Rocky. But yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna end up being, and I hate to say it, I think it's going to be Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Heat. That's my final four in the East. What do you think?
I mean, those are the four best teams. I mean, which we still don't know what Brooklyn's going to do, because your guy's just not, I don't think he's not going to play at all this year. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons with the back injury now.
Dude.
But I don't know. It's going to be, this is like the West a couple years ago. Remember when it was like
real shit.
Granted, it was Golden State every time, but the Spurs, Golden State, Utah was good. The Clippers were there. That was like the Lob City Clip. This is when it was just,
it was a fucking savage goddamn Wild West. It was woof. And now it's the, I hate saying Wild East, that just doesn't sound right. But it is going to be every series is going to be tough. Every series is going to be must watch basketball, and it's going to be just don't turn away from that type of shit, because it's going to be exciting, and I'm fucking excited to watch it. Yeah. Hurry up. Let's get here.
And it's
come
a
on,
lot of guys
games.
That have, been there before, too. Like, Boston's had playoff runs. Miami, of course, has had that finals run. These guys in Brooklyn know what it takes to get out there.
Yep. KD, Kyrie, both know.
Obviously, Milwaukee defending champs, and it's like, honestly, the only guys that aren't is you guys.
Yeah,
I'm not
Toronto.
Say,
Toronto ruined us. With
but you never have
the triple doink.
Yeah, that was. But you never have. You never. You. It's hard to say. Oh well, you have championship culture, because at some point no one has championship culture, right? Because at some point you got to win your first one.
Yeah,
you know?
It's definitely a lot of people are definitely, they're going to be watching James Harden like a hawk in these playoffs, because he's got to prove himself. This is the year
he's out of excuses, man.
He has to prove himself this year, or else he will no longer be he'll always have that title of, oh, he's one of the, greatest offensive threats, blah, blah, blah. But people will never put him in a top 10 argument.
He's already the Karl Malone of
the
backcourt.
Yeah, it's just like, man, you did all these crazy stats and you got these accolades, but man, you were just a failure in the playoffs all the damn time. It's just, it sucks to watch it. It really does. It really does. But if he can just, he doesn't even have to win it. If he can just make the finals,
or just not disappear.
Well, yeah, I think people will. I mean, I think he has to make the finals for people to really kind of stop criticizing him, because people are like, this is a team that's ready. And it's like, I don't think we're deep enough, really, because we're just depending on such, we're so top heavy. But, you know, who knows, man? You know, these, our bench has stepped up. They looked good without Embiid and Harden. They played really well. So, I mean, I think we can make a good run if Harden does play like Harden, like that guy. The beard. If he plays like the beard,
yeah,
then we got something. Embiid, I have confidence that he's gonna, if he's healthy, he'll ball out. No one will stop him. But he's gotta understand that the playoffs are different, and he's not gonna get to the line like he's been in the season.
Not so as much. It'll still happen.
But I just hope that he starts to realize, okay, I got to do some different shit to get these points. I can't depend on these 13 to 15 free throws a fucking game.
And he can do it, but...
Oh, yeah. Definitely can do
but
it.
But we'll see.
I'm a little nervous. Just a little nervous, but at the same time, I'm kind of confident.
It's been that kind of year, you know?
Yeah, I was nervous when we still had Simmons on our team.
Right.
And then I was confident when we got Harden in those first couple games. I was like, okay, it's working like I thought it would work. Had a few rough patches, but, you know, I expected that as well.
Right.
You can't have just all sunshine and fucking rainbows. So, you know, it's definitely up and down season, but I like where we're at. Sitting at number one as of this hour that we are recording, but shit can change very quick in the next couple hours. Let's see. Man, they're going crazy. Why do you have to do it at the door, dogs? Go play. The door is open for the backyard, you assholes. Dogs are just assholes. They just find ways to just do shit to get on your nerves. Let's go ahead and I think we just got to just touch on this a little bit, this MVP conversation, because
The
other day I heard and I was like, I get why people are like, okay, why hasn't anyone talked about Devin Booker?
It's a good point.
And I think, yeah, Nick Wright, Chris Broussard, Shannon Sharp, and a couple other people all pointed out how, okay, if you want to say the best player with the best team, best record, that's kind of what they did with Nash when he won.
Yeah.
Because Nash's stats, I mean, go back and look. I mean, there was like 16, 10, some shit like that. I don't know. It wasn't anything crazy phenomenal. Booker's at like 26, 5-5 or something like that right now. He also led his team when their leader Chris Paul went down. They were 8-3 without Chris Paul. All his stats went up when they lost Chris Paul.
And I think that stuff matters, but if I ask you who's the most important player on that team, who is it?
On
the Suns.
Suns. You're going to say CP3.
It's Chris Paul. And that's why.
But he was injured. So, I mean, you got to, like, okay, I guess you got to say then it's Devin
True,
Booker.
But he didn't miss, I don't think he missed that much time.
He didn't miss significant time.
But that's, to me, that's why we're not talking about Booker. Yeah. It's because when you look at that team, Chris Paul is the most important player. Yeah.
He does.
And that's what it comes down to. He changed
the atmosphere.
But I think Booker can get some votes.
Yeah, I think he should definitely get some votes. But I'd vote Ja over him. I'd vote Yoke over him, of course. I'd vote Embiid over him. I think those are the people I'd definitely take over him. I might even take Luka over him. Like,
I don't know.
I mean, they've been on a pretty good streak.
It's hard because it's like, yeah, that deserves a lot. But at the same time, and he did step up when Chris Paul was out. But I'm like, but that's kind of Chris Paul's team. And that's why.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a two-man. Jesus Christ. It's a two-man race.
I think it is.
It's a big man race. Embiid going for that scoring title. I think if he gets the scoring title and he has the other accolades in there with the rebounding, blocks, yada, yada, I think that's
in the wins.
And that's going to solidify
what he did without a second star.
Yeah. Definitely going to all be calculated. But I mean, Jokic did the same without a star.
Yeah, but they're
but their record isn't as good, and
or their seeding isn't going to be as good,
and he's not going to be a scoring champ. So I mean, I think if Embiid can hit those, but LeBron is on that ass. that could definitely. But you know, Bron didn't play when they played the Sixers, which definitely hurt him. And Embiid had like 30 in that game. So I mean, I don't know why he sat out, bitch. He was fucking scared, little bitch ass motherfucker. But you know, that's gonna be an interesting. It's going to be interesting to see the votes.
This is one year where I actually kind of want to see the votes.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see that. It's going to be, I think it's going to be very tight. Very, very tight.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that are like, Jokic again. Yeah. Give him another one. But I'm like, man, Embiid deserves it, man. Come on, give him one. We need someone new. And, you know, he's balled out this year. He's never had a year where he's played this many games.
Yeah, played a lot.
Played really fucking well, and he's number one or number two in PER. Like he's just a beast. So give him the goddamn MVP voters. Fuck that shit. Fuck Jokic. Sorry, Denver. Jokic, don't be mad at me, man. I still like you, man. You cool as hell. But we got to talk about some other shit. You know, I got to talk about one more thing about the Lakers.
The Lakers again?
Just one more thing. One more thing.
Okay.
Where do you think Westbrook lands next year?
The Lakers.
You think he's back with the Lakers?
Who is going to trade for him?
Damn.
Unless they buy him out. That's a lot of money, though.
I feel so bad for the Lakers. Oh, my God. I honestly, if that happens, I don't think Bron's there.
Right, one of them's got to go.
I don't think Bron's going to... What the fuck? I don't think Bron's...
One of them's got to go.
Yeah, Bron's not going to play with Westbrook again after this year. He was like,
it's just so...
Failed experiment.
I mean, maybe because he's an expiring deal next year, yeah. But it's still like almost $50 million. Yeah,
dude, it's... Oh, man, they are just in an unwinnable situation, honestly. Like, it's a lose-lose no matter what.
Yeah? That's just what it is.
Man, I hate to say it, but you're probably right. He's probably going to be a Laker. So
we'll see. Some strings might get pulled by some agents and, you know, some backroom deals that we're never going to know about. That's the way it could get done. But
all right, buddy. No, not buddy. Who's coming? Fuck, I don't even know who they'd be able to get. Shut this. Sorry, I had to quiet down the old hound because Rocky's a big-ass baby. But we're going to wrap this up with a nice, simple ending topic. So you didn't hear about Draymond, what he talked about with LeBron.
No, I haven't.
So he was talking on, I think it was his podcast, about how Bron, he's going to pass Kareem. Sometime around mid to late next season. And Draymond was like, I'm going to the game. I don't care if I got to miss my game. I'm going to get. And then he reiterated, like, I know I was serious. Like, I'm going to go to the game. Like, I'm going to go to that game. That's going to be, you know, history made. And I'm like, I get it. You want to see history made, but also if you got a game, bro, what are you going to say? I'm injured?
No, you got to understand.
They're going to find your ass.
You got to understand, Draymond is a part of the media now.
Yeah, I mean, he is a part of the media, and he's also a business partner, LeBron. So he's got to support his boy always and every day, even though he called LeBron a bitch.
That's basketball.
He's got to, you know, he's got to support him. And I think it's great that he wants to support him, but also, you better not fucking miss your goddamn game if you got a game. just to go watch him break an accolade. Fuck that. I'd be ready to fight his ass if that was on his team.
Did Draymond actually say this, or was this one of those like...
No, this is Draymond saying. He was like, he said it on his podcast.
Okay, on the podcast. Because that's one thing I was going to say is people have been getting sacked.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we got sacked. On ball sack by ball sack.
It happens all the time.
The whole Kyrie, Harden going at each other in practice, all that was made up.
Yeah. I mean, something has to. Well, I said it was like rumor is. But I mean, that's what people are going to do. They're going to spread rumors to figure out what happened.
Right. But the thing is, Stephen A. like co-signed it. He was like, wow, I believe that now. And like,
I mean, of course, they have to fuel the fire.
Right. Their job is and that one was kind of believable.
Yeah. I mean, that's very believable. Kyrie is a fucking asshole. James Harden's an asshole. They're both fucking tough players. Like, it's very believable. But
he also made up the one about LeBron texting Tom Brady to come back or something like that, or like, oh, we're the best in the world. That was all fake. There was one where it was the Will Morris twin saying like, oh, that bubble championship's fake, even though
what?
And this is how you know it was a fake quote. His twin brother was on that championship team, the bubble Lakers. Like, I just got to give a shout to Ballsack Sports because he says stuff and people spread it. And he even put, it's his pinned tweet, like how to spot a fake quote. And it's like this thing and it points out picture of the player, no source attached.
Yeah.
Like picture of the team's logo to give it validity. Yeah. Like he's like, he said, here's how to spot bullshit. But people keep spreading his bullshit. It
doesn't matter. Like, people even spread, like, there's a page, Black Adam Schefter. People
But they, fucking, like, it's, yeah.
It's just a fucking joke page. It's a joke page. They'll post, like, real articles a lot of times. But they'll
share a real article. Yeah,
but they'll make a fuck ton of jokes, and they'll post those fake little media
And then they get...
And people will share it
all over the place.
He likes to post, like, trade stuff and shit like that. And people have ran with those, like, fucking wildfire.
But the thing is, like... And Daryl Morey said this when he was on, like, the Philly radio show. Like, you probably shouldn't listen to an account called Ball Sack Sports. Like, the initials are BS. But the dude was on the Basketball Illuminati podcast. They kept his identity secret, if that was the real Ball Sack. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
But he was just talking about it. He's just like, man, I'm just tired of, like, shit. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just spread my own shit. So he's keeping us honest.
People like to see that bullshit. So right. Fuck it.
And he said he doesn't even have to try anymore. He just puts words in a picture and people take to it.
Like, what? Oh my God. Repost.
So careful what you see. Like, if you see, you know, the picture of the player or the coach with a quote, see if they give a source. See if where it came from. Yeah. Like I said, did Draymond say this? You're like, yeah, he said it on his podcast. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, but a lot of times, a lot of them don't have the fucking source. And I'm always just like, and a lot of times, all you have to do is just like Google like the quote.
Right.
And then put the name beside it. And it will come up with a lot of bullshit websites.
Remember the one where it was a dude that was drafted 2 years after LeBron said, I don't think he could play in my era. I forgot who said it, but like that was like the most, and people were spread.
People
and me and you were pretty quick. Like, yes. I think that's fake.
That's bullshit. And a lot of them are just so blatant. It's just like,
right. And they have they have typos, or
it's like you really believe that,
right? Like they have errors. Like,
I got this really good item to sell you for a couple of grand.
Right. Just lean into the grift. I just wanted to give a shout out to Ballsack Sports because they're keeping us honest. They're keeping it real out there.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones, man. Ballsack, Black Adam Schefter, White Stephen A. Smith.
There's this one. I forgot what it's like. Because what was his name? It's like, it's Grant Williams, but it's like Ulysses Grant. like the Civil War general or former president. And he's like Ulysses Grant Williams.
Oh, speaking of Grant, did you see his little quote how he was like, yeah, I think I did the best against Jokic.
Batman.
Like, yeah, man, I'm a fucking...
And everyone was like, we're not calling you Batman.
It's like, nah, bro, let's play
Celtics
basketball.
Twitter
play
went basketball. Crazy. There's all kinds of Photoshops out there with him. And like Peyton Pritchard is Robin.
No, he did do good against Jokic. I also think Jokic was just like a little tired in that game. He just did not look like he had the effort. But also his team was just like fucking up. So he was like,
but this is
Celtics,
like,
y'all win this one, bro. I cannot do this. They got fucking murdered. But let's wrap this up so we can watch the Celtics hopefully lose.
Well, no.
And the Sixers pull this big time upset against the best team in the goddamn league because they are a full, like, 14 games ahead of anyone in the East and, like,
it's ridiculous,
man. 10 games on anyone in the West. They fucking just say they've clinched everything, home court, everything.
They've clinched the number one seed, man.
They're good. But yeah, that's going to be a tough one for us to win.
That's another coach of the year we need to look at.
Fuck. Oh, Monty, for sure.
Monty Jenkins in Memphis.
If he's not a top three candidate for coach of the year, then they fucked up.
Especially if it's the My Bad Award. It's like, well, we gave it to Tibbs last year. Well, what's going on now?
Whoops.
That's why they remind me of that 2014 Spurs.
Can you give
me
back that trophy, Tibbs?
Right. Because it's like, okay, well, you don't want to give it to us this year? That's fine. We'll just take it all from you next year.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But I hope we can pull this off because that would be really good for our momentum. That'd be really good for our record. But also at the same time, I kind of don't want to be number one.
That's what I'm saying. Either way it shakes out, I'm just glad we're going to get some rest because of that playoff or play-in week, whatever it is. But man, Phoenix,
it's frightening.
I don't know, man. That's
it's frightening. Yeah, but I don't want to be number one because I think the Nets are going to stay at eight.
That's if they get past. No, I'm just kidding. Who's their play-in? Charlotte.
They'll beat anyone they play in the play-in. It's going to be a murder. They're going to murder anyone.
Right now, they would play Cleveland.
They're not going to murder Cleveland. They'll beat them.
Cleveland's just too hurt.
They'll beat them, but I mean, they'll destroy Charlotte. Charlotte just doesn't play any kind of defense.
And then Atlanta's at 10, sitting right at 500.
And I just, Atlanta.
We don't need to, no. Because if we start talking about Atlanta, we'll go on for another 20 minutes about all that noise.
Yeah. But, I just don't want to play the Nets first round. That's not a good, series. I think kind of also think Harden kind of still has some demons out there.
Like, I feel like Boston's out there to just win every game, and whoever they play in the first round is whoever they play.
Yeah.
That's the attitude I'm getting from them is like, let's just go out there.
They're gonna play them.
Let's just hoop.
They're gonna beat the shit out of someone in the first round because they're hungry. But I also kind of don't want to see Milwaukee play the
Nets in
the first
round. People are forgetting about Milwaukee.
I don't want to see them play the Nets in the first round either. That's not a first round matchup. But also, damn, that'd be exciting. First round matchup.
It's a rematch of the last.
Yeah, rematch. But we'll see. It's 2 weeks. We're there. We're fucking there. Next time we talk, we talking play-in shit. We talking the playoff picture. We gonna be talking, are the Lakers in it?
And hopefully we can put that to rest. I'm tired of talking about this.
And we can fucking finally have an end of the LeBron is GOAT conversation, I guess. It wraps it up.
At least
it
for
wraps
a couple
it up.
Months.
But no, I mean, you can't deny what he's doing in year 19. Incredible. And on that note, we're gonna wrap this one up. You got anything you want to plug? I know you said you were doing
I kind of did a deep dive on like Jimmy Butler shooting and how it affects the team on All You Can Heat that just dropped while we were recording, actually. And then I'll have something out about Keldon Johnson here pretty soon and like him finding his role in San Antonio. So
nice.
That's on mysanantonio.com.
There you go, guys. And I'll have him shoot me the link so I can plug those into the Spotify episode. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks when we talk in playoff basketball. Let's go, Sixers. Knock them Suns out. We got to win by 20 tonight. I want to make a motherfucking – I want to put something on these people's minds about how we going into these playoffs, baby. Let's get it. Sixers, let's go. Celtics, hope y'all lose. I'm a Minnesota fan as well tonight.
All right, let's just see what happens.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. Peace.